Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening for you, and good morning for some of you. Hello, hello. This is Lizzie with the Lizzie T Show on Block Talk Radio. Remember, we are doing Instagram Lives too. We are doing Zooms. We are doing Facebook. I mean, right now, it is the time for you to be out there. With social distancing, that's the only thing we can do to promote your book. Speaking about that, we do have an amazing author coming up to promote your music, to promote your business, to promote your coaching career, and the list goes on. Everybody is promoting everything nowadays. So it's incredible the amount of people that are on the net right now. And we are here right now live. It is Friday. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? It is July the 10th already, almost halfway there of the month of July. It looks like this month just flew. And for some of you that are still on lockdown, my mind and my prayers and my thoughts are with you, because it is very, very challenging. I realize that. And here in Canada and some parts of the States, we don't have it as bad. I mean, people complain, but because they have a mouth to complain. But I've been talking to followers and listeners in South America. Can you believe they have 3 hours to go shopping? And God forbid they, go over those 3 hours, they get fined $1,000 or they get put in jail. Same thing with some places in Sweden, if I'm not mistaken. My daughter has a friend, same idea, and the whole South America, their people are really, really sick. So again, my thoughts and prayer with all those people that have. We are in phase three here in Toronto, Canada, which means some of the places starting to open at a 30% capacity, malls. Just to give you an idea, the pools, because it is definitely hot here in Toronto. Believe it or not, it was plus 38 today. That's very, very hot. That's just as hot as some places in South America. And churches, yes. Finally, I mean, you got to wear the mask and you got to, be there for a short period of time, not allowed to sing, but just a part, the fact that you are allowed in there instead of watching it live. To me, that's awesome. That's beautiful. And so malls, very restricted, again, capacity. And as long as you do what you have to do and you got to get out, you can't hang around. There's no chairs, fast food, or the food court is, again, at very small capacity. So keep your distance, everyone, and wear your mask and try not to, especially, be around people that are susceptible or have a low immune system, especially our elderly. That is a big, big, big must for us. And it's definitely something that you should be considering others. I know some people, they just think about themselves, but how about we stop right now and think about others? Sounds like a plan? Sounds like a plan. Today, as I said, we have an author from the States, our friends and followers from the States, always supporting us, always being here. And thank you. Thank you, everyone, from the bottom of my heart. Big applause to all the followers from the States. And right after the interview, guys, do not forget, this is a radio station. We have music. So for you musicians that are interested in us playing your song, you can always send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. And we have a variety of songs which has been sent to us, and you're going to hear a little teaser right now. And there is so much music. People are being creative right now with COVID, and people are being, you know, all those creative juices are coming out. So even people that love to write poems, they're reading it here at Lizzyt Show. So if you're a poet, you don't sing, but you would like to read your poem here at Lizzyt Show, I will support you, and I will invite you over for you to read your poem here. This show, by the way, is being sponsored right now by Dr. George Grant. Thank you so much, Dr. George Grant. If you are here in the Toronto area and you would like a different, even an alternative way of taking care of your health, please contact Dr. George Grant. And if you mention that you heard him via the Lizzyt Show, he will give you a huge discount. So I am looking forward for you to mention. And also, we're being sponsored by Natasha Bridgman. She is a financial consultant here in Toronto, Canada. And if you are having difficulty, you know, with COVID, to take care of your finances, she will definitely assist you with that. And I think our housekeeping is pretty much taking care, and it is time for us to bring, it's Friday, it is time for us to bring an awesome guest, and I am so excited. Her name is Lanier Ligera, I'm about butchering her name. I know I got Lanier. She is an author from the States. She has an amazing book that she's written. And this book, it is incredible. But you know what? She's going to tell us all about it. So let's welcome Lanier to the show with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Lanier. Welcome. Good evening. Welcome to the Lizzyt Show. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing all right. We're still. I'm an elderly type person, so I'm still very cautious and proceeding slowly to do anything.
And you're a very wise woman to do so, Lanier, very wise. And you know, those are the people that I do have elderly parents myself, and those are the people that we should be more considerate about. And I know the youth doesn't care, but let's stop thinking about ourselves and think about people like yourself, like my parents, which is, you know, they're still here for a reason. They have a purpose, so let's not neglect that. So I was going to ask you, how is COVID treating you? How is the city that you're living at right now? How is the situation? Are you able, are the restaurants opening, the malls are opening? How is the situation?
Well, we're here, and we're in New York State, so we've been faring pretty well lately. I am not quite restaurants are not open for inside. You can take curbside service, which we do. My husband is an invalid, so we have health care workers here in the house with us as well, so we all keep each other careful, and they're very good, particularly Ingrid, who is a disinfecting fool. She disinfects everything.
And you know what, Lanier? You need that. You need that, because if the people like personal support worker, which my father actually happened to have one, God bless her. She is amazing. You know, hello to Dina. You rock. Thank you for taking care of my father. She is also a cleaner fanatic. Everything has to be disinfected. My father is also on a wheelchair. So I, you know, people like personal support worker like Tina and the one that you have helping your husband, they have one of the biggest and the most beautiful and the most prestigious job right now in the world. My hat and my salute goes out to them. Incredible. And they deserve huge applause. My goodness. That's amazing. So, Lanier, let's talk about your writing career. Look at you, you know, a young elderly women writing books. Now, is this, let's talk about your book, the book that we're promoting today. Is this your first book, your second? Because people like yourself, I always hear, you know, you're writing, and especially now that, you know, you have time. So tell us about your writing career. Was it always like this? You was always a writer, or is something that came on later on in life?
No, I've always written one thing or another. I wrote a good deal of music in the earlier part of my life because I was part of a feminist band and other things, and wrote poetry. But when I got, I'm getting to the, shall we say, the down part of life, I started writing, and I have published one book. It's a biography called The Life of Robert Lorraine, The Stage, The Sky, and George Bernard Shaw with the University of Delaware Press. But these books are fiction, and there's more than one of them at this point. Actually, Intrusion is the first one, and it introduces the characters and the subject matter, which is, I will be very frank, about the work of the occult and the demonic in everyday life nowadays, which is not reported to people very readily. I mean, the information is not terribly reliable or available. So I started in with Intrusion, and it talks about, starts with the feeling of coldness and works on up at the end to what's called the spectral obituary, which means that a person sees an obituary, but it's not there. It's not, in other words, other people don't see it, but it indicates somebody is on their case and has cursed them to death, basically. So you need to really act quickly and get rid of it. And that's happened to us like several times. And
it's incredible that most of writers, they always start earlier in life, and they kind of grow and continue. So this book, Intrusion, for people that are listening to us all over the world, and this show is recorded, so it will be repeated many times throughout the internet. People are going to be listening. So what kind of genre would you say it is? Is it more spiritual, more fiction? What genre are you targeting? Who would be your target market?
I call it a theological thriller. In other words, I wanted to put the information in a palatable form that people could at least enjoy if they didn't like the information. So that's what I've done. The second novel is called The Shadow Before Me, and the last one is called The Golden Virgin, and they all deal with good and evil and faith and sometimes, you know, doubts that people have, and they have plots and characters, and that is continuous. I mean, they're the same people are popping up, and some other characters get added as we go along. But the main characters are a high court judge in England and an American woman who has been living in England and who has recently lost her husband, and she and the judge and her husband were old friends, but he has lost touch with her and vice versa, because he's been safe housed for 3 years because he's conducted a trial of some oil bunker gangs, and they are set on sending a message and have hired two assassins to come after him. So that is the main plot of Intrusion. The second one, A Shadow Before Me, starts off with he and his wife returning from Jordan, where one of the other characters lives, and a miracle has happened while they're there. And, of course, they are a little cautious about mentioning anything about it, but unfortunately a Times reporter has taken a picture of them with their friend whose legs have been healed, and so it's in the paper, and they're dealing with all sorts of responses to it. And at the same time, he's run into a woman down the street who turns out well, who has cut him with some a glass bottle, and she turns out to be a member of a witchcraft coven which meets in Sussex, and I incorporate that material, one thief against the other. And the third one, the Golden Virgin, takes place in the battlefield area of northern France. The Golden Virgin is a statue atop a basilica in Albert, and it's a golden virgin holding up the baby Jesus. During the World War I, it was knocked sideways. It was at a 90-degree angle. And the rumor was that when the statue fell, the war would end. So in 1918, a British artillery officer had it knocked down, and the war didn't end immediately, but it did end in 1918. And the original statue fell, it vanished, and disappeared. And at the same time, the river, which ran under the basilica, which had possessed healing powers, stopped healing people. Because, of course, as they find out, or they figure out, the original statue had been blessed by Pope Leo XIII, a big hitter in Catholic history. And the one that is there now is quite lovely, but is also a replica. And they're dealing with that, and also with a group of French, I should say, revolutionaries who don't want to have people thinking about war anymore. So they issued a manifesto about destroying monuments and anything connected with memories of World War One. So they
wow.
Yeah.
I love how you have, you know, the synapses and the summary of those three books. Intrusion, Shadow Before Me and Golden Virgin. So what do you consider yourself a spiritual person, Lanier? I think you are, just because you've been involved in prison ministry. I'm hoping that I'm not deducing that this is not a given, but as per your bio, you know, that's what I've been. So what inspires you to write all this book? How do you get the ideas? How do they come to you?
Well, to be very honest, I've been involved in the area of discernment of spirits and so forth for a long time since about 1979. My husband's cousin, Father Ferdinando, was a Roman Catholic exorcist who had been in practice for about 50-some years. And, of course, we learned quite a bit from him, from reading, from Ed and Lorraine Warren, who are people who are accounted for in a book called The Demonologist. And Lorraine has just passed away and had preceded her. But the book has been in print for 40 years, and sometimes you had to struggle pretty hard to find it. But they're both have been very, very helpful people, especially Lorraine, who I called upon when we discovered, or I discovered, because my son told me, that his fiance's house had a poltergeist. This is the house that she grew up in. So this is something I had no experience with before. So I called Lorraine, and she was very helpful and walked me through what we should do and what we shouldn't do and so forth, and also had helped me with some issues in my biography, which dealt with the medical attempts to understand what happened when pilots flew in open cockpit planes, and she was very helpful there. And I was confirmed by what one she said about one phenomenon, because psychiatrists we were seeing because of the aging effects on my husband, said, oh, yes, he'd had a similar experience, and he had. So that was very, very comforting to know, because when you run into people, it's very surprising that so many of them have something they want to tell you about something that has happened in, of this nature. I first worked with Ex Libris, and two of the four people I work with had something to tell me. One had a friend who, her friend, had a house in which every morning the people would come down and find the furniture rearranged. The other had to do with a ghost, and 50%. So if you push...
So I guess
well,
that's
push
what
long
you get
enough
your...
a lot of times. And
yeah,
anyway,
I
guess... I'm sorry. I thought
yeah,
that...
no, I was just going to say that's probably where you get your inspiration from your books, from your own personal experiences
oh,
and
yes.
things that have happened in your life. That is incredible. And I do believe, obviously, a lot of people, they get a little bit worried about how in-depth you get into, exorcism and hello, everyone. Evil exists just as good as good is. If God and Jesus exist, obviously evil does. I mean, that we're living, we're in the world that, you know, God has allowed for things like that to happen. I believe that our emphasis obviously should be in God, and obviously there is people that God has given the ability to deal with things like that. Guys, you're listening right now to the Lizzie T Show. We are live today. It's Kim with Lanier, which has an amazing book. It's called The Illusion. We will ask her where we can get those books, definitely, because if you are interested in reading something like this, hey, if this is your cup of tea, she will tell us how to get it. And perhaps information where people can find her. The theme of the show, as you heard it earlier, tell us who you are, what you do. And I think Lanier is doing a fantastic job. Contact info. And the last question, we'll leave it as soon as we come back from the word of our sponsor. I'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere. But if you need to call us in for question, comments, you can always do so. The number is 516-418-5612. Yes, you are welcome to interact. 516-418-5612. Or you could use our social media, Facebook.com/Lizzie T Radio. Also, you could use Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and TikTok. We are everywhere. I'll be right back.
Meet
everyone.
Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former Quarantine Officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show.
Hello, hello, and back. I'm back. Thank you again, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring this show, and Natasha Bridgemahan. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. And we're speaking live today from the beautiful state of New York. And we're speaking to Lanier, which has, and I digress, everyone. The book is called Intrusion. If I said it wrong, it is Intrusion. It's the latest book. She's written others' book as well, A Shadow Before Me and Golden Virgin, and the list goes on. So if you would like to interact with us, ask Lanier a question. You can always do so. Our lines are open, 516-418-5612. If you feel shy to interact with us live, we understand. However, we do not bite. You can always interact with us on our social media, Facebook/LizzieTRadio. And you can always send us a message. Email is show@LizzieT.com. LIZY. Or LIZY, as our American friends say, at a show. LizzieT.com is our website as well. So we're talking about this great author. She is a young, very young, elderly lady, which is doing so many things, you know, especially now, you know, people have the extra time to do, especially with lockdown. So where can people get to book, Lanier, your book?
Well, this Intrusion is on Amazon.com along with the biography I have written. The two new ones, A Shadow Before Me and The Golden Virgin, are in manuscript with my publisher, and they are being printed and will be out this year. And they will also appear on Amazon.com. I would like to say that with the last one, The Golden Virgin, among other things, I thank Lizzie for saying I'm young, but I'm not. But the World War I battlefields of northern France have been very meaningful to us. And I was the chairman of an organization called the Western Front Association, the New England, New York chapter, for 14 years. So it's something I've always wanted to write about or rewrite about. And fortunately, I got a plot in my mind wherein I could use the Golden Virgin. And so there she is.
And I was going to ask you, Lanier, that if there is anything new, as the last question from the theme of the show is, and you just answering, you're working on your latest book, which is called The Golden Virgin, which is, you know, incredible that you are contributing to society by writing and talking about your experiences and giving back, which is awesome. So who will be the best target market? Who will be the best person to get into your books? Who would you say?
I would say anybody who has ever had curiosity about the occult, meaning as things as small as telekinesis, things moving around, or more heavy-duty stuff. I think one of the themes that's out there nowadays that I find rather threatening is a large contingent of people who are fascinated with magic due to the Harry Potter series, and Rowling uses actual spells in the book. So that is something that is quite tempting for people, kids, teenagers, and it blocks your way of becoming a Christian. So it's worth considering.
Thank you, Lanier. Yeah. Thank you so much. My goodness, I need to applaud this lady, because a lot of people have the guts to come out and say, if you get involved with things like that, and believe me, they do exist. Evil is here, paired with goodness. There's no doubt with that. If you want to get involved with that, you will, if seeking, you will find. Literally, this is what the Bible says. But you can also find things that are not good for you. Where is it going to take you? And I have the freedom, thanks to freedom of speech here in Canada and the United States, to say that. This is my personal opinion, everyone. It is not the opinion of my guests. It's my personal opinion. Be careful what you look for. We all are going to be accountable on Judgment Day for all the things that we do. And remember, 10 out of 10 die. We're not here to live forever. And we have an appointment with our Creator, and we have to give accountability for what we do. And He is a just God. He is not a corrupt one, which will let bypass things that you shouldn't have done. And we all have the opportunity. Hey, we all have conscience. And the word conscience means with knowledge. This is not something that we've read. This is something that is installed on us by our gene that we know. We know deep, deep, deep inside. We know that taking something that it doesn't belong to you is not the right thing to do. I'll leave it at that. This is not a religious topic, everyone. This is my personal opinion, and I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Lanier, my goodness, I want to thank you so much for being here today, sharing amazing books, sharing your life, sharing your experiences, and obviously, you know, showing us some truth, because there's a lot of truth of what society is going through right now. And what do you think, people? I find that people are a lot more receptive now with COVID about spiritual things, about our Creator, about things like that. Do you find, because we're experiencing COVID, and you know, some people say the end of the world and blah blah blah, we don't know when that's going to happen. You know, it could happen tomorrow, it could happen 50 years. That's not the purpose. But what do you think, Lanier, that people are becoming more interested in things like books like this, or even reading the Bible? Before, people will never touch it. Give me your opinion.
Yeah. I will quote the old saying, there are no atheists in trenches or in foxholes. And I think that pressure of any kind on society makes people more open to question or seek an answer. Why is this happening? Where am I going? How will it end? And I find actually that a lot of the prison inmates are stuck, seemingly stuck in a tough place, and it does incite them to ask these questions. They're very interesting to talk to.
I hear you, and I definitely know what you're talking about, because I have a very good friend which also does ministry in jails, and he was telling me that they feel more free, the ones who have recognized that they are going to go to a place and that they accept Jesus as their Savior. They feel more free of where they are than many people that are outside of jail, because they know the real freedom. And to me, that was just incredible. That, like, I it gave me chills when I heard that. And it's true. There's so many people out there that are not in jail. They're still prisoner to their sin or their lifestyle or whatever it is. And we love everyone. Just want to say, we do not judge. We are not the judge. We are not the judge. But it's incredible that sentence. It really, really motivated me to, you know, keep doing this show and talking to amazing people like you, Lanier. This is incredible. Again, so the book, everyone, it is on Amazon.com. It is Intrusion. Love the cover. And I know that your publisher did an amazing job. And last but not least question, Lanier. So I know writing the books is one thing, right? It's sometimes it's easier, but how about going through the process with your publisher, looking for covers and getting it done? Was that as intense as writing the book, or you had actually a very easy experience? How was your experience?
Well, actually, it's all pretty hard work the cover for Intrusion, I found myself for the publisher on various things like Shutterstock and so forth. And, of course, the Golden Virgin, I had a picture taken into France for me many years ago, actually, of the Golden Virgin. And for A Shadow Before Me, same process, shuffling through a lot of photographs that were in various collections and putting it together. And, of course, reading over things time and time again to try to pick out all the errors, which never seems to succeed 100%. But, it keeps you busy. And I'm
absolutely.
I'm at the age where it's really nice to have something like that to do, because I'm 78. And as I said, my husband is an invalid here at home, so I'm here at home a lot most of the time too. And it's just like a gift from the Lord at this point in time. And also a point in time where I don't really give a hoot to people.
I'm not as young as you are, but I am starting to feel that way, and that's what I love my show, because I can say it the way I personally feel it. So love it, Lanier. It's been such an honor and pleasure, such a delight speaking with you. I feel like I've known you forever. I feel like I've talked to you before. This has been an honor, and I wish you the best. My prayers and thoughts are with you and your husband, and I think you're doing great. Just keep it up, keep doing it, and I think that you are definitely gonna inspire at least one person. That is usually my goal. If one person can hear my show and say, great, what you said, the guest you had really motivated me, inspired me, got me going, whatever whatever it is that they found, I am happy, I'm complete, my job is done. So I want to thank you. And any last word, my friend?
Well, I will quote an old Jewish saying, if you save one person, you save the world. And I add that to your thought process that you just have expressed. And I also want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show and talk about things like this. It's not generally a topic of great enthusiasm, but I'm very grateful to you, and I have enjoyed this chat and the one we've had prior. And
awesome.
Keep on keeping on.
Thank you. Same to you, my friend. Same to you. God bless and continue being wonderful. Good night.
Well, you too. Yes.
That was everyone. Beautiful Lanier with an awesome book, Intrusion, and she's working on many others. Please check it out. And Amazon.com, I will have this link on my social media for you to be able to, listen to this recording and contact and purchase this book, which is Intrusion. Well, continuing on, everyone, with our musical section, and we have Todd Aaron from Texas. We had him on the show about a couple of months ago, and the song is called Kissed by the Sun.
Heaven alone. So before you take into the room tonight, don't believe that you're enlightened. I'm a child. Can't you feel your river of tears? Learn to smile. We are the ones we're waiting for. No need to search the stars.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah. Wait.
Hey.
Cold blue breeze from the north. Starlight dreams. Life is hardcore. Flooded by phantom near perception. Lack integrity, solitary tension. Broken heart pieces, everyone ignores. Vibing on the 90 in my scars, I'm torn. Being myself, unfitted puzzle. Dipping up, bringing, coming struggles. I'm a trying 20 yen. And you sound American. I'm above Melodian. And you sound Canadian. Man's a big thing, big house. I'm happy for you. My time will come about. Party every day as you deal to new. Different predicaments working in the stew. I be praying for better things. I'm praying for peace and home. Praying for new freedom. Praying shout it to me what I say of me. Even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need. I be praying. Social authenticity, knowing cause me in reality. Alone, my car so deep. Shadow insecurity, nothing's a guarantee. I don't get a shoddy in the van, gotta for money. Language barriers separate me from my family. To my devil, scream before I disappear. To my fantasy, unprivileged circumstances.
Was Shaji. We will be having him on Tuesday live. So also signed up and listen, he's great. That was Praying for Better. And next up, we have a very fitted song, which is from Kaya Miranda. She is a singer, songwriter, and she does a lot of gospel songs. The song is called Higher. Kaya Miranda from L.A.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh, city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes to you. We gotta lift him high, high. Oh, oh, oh. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has seen by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher,
let me run ahead.
With the song Don't Let Me Run. We had it on the show maybe 3 years ago, and I love the song a lot. I really, really love it. And next one will be Ty Waters. He is Canadian from Vancouver in Canada and the province of British Columbia. He was on the show again about 3 years ago, maybe a little longer, and he wrote the song and sang the song, which is very fitted with what we're going on, what we are living nowadays. It's called Human Tide in the Water.
We can learn to see each other for who we are.
But that was Human, Only Human with Tide Waters. Thank you so much. And this is it for today, everyone. Hopefully you were able to get inspired today. You were able to dance along, sing along, or hear great music. And obviously, do not forget that our guest Lanier with her book Intrusion, it helps you, and you can check it out and go on Amazon and get it for you or for a friend or for a family. This is it for today. We will be back tomorrow within the show, another guest and another fantastic day. Make it a fantastic, God bless, and we will be back on Monday. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show.